at Ocean 11. And no rude boys are go wheel. Cause them out of jail. Rude boys cannot feel. Cause them must get real. Oh.
Them a loot, them a shoot, them a wheel. Shoot them a wheel.
Ashantytown.
Root by the pamphabation.
Ashantytown.
Root by a bum of the town.
Pressure, 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 pressure. and welcome back to the Weekly Review. That was the Maytals with Pressure Drop, playing the second side B of The Harder They Come, the original soundtrack recording. Got another story, two linked stories, and then we'll finish up the album. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you would like, please support the radio station. We've got the Comedy Festival coming up in March. It's the 5th, 6th annual. It's been going on for a while now, so please get your tickets to that. You can also support the station by going to Venmo and Venmoing us at Mutiny Radio, all one word. Also, if you'd like to support this program in particular, it would be greatly appreciated. You can go to patreon.com/weeklyrev. You can also find me on Venmo at roman-rimer. Every little bit helps. And also, if you're interested in having a show here, they also have plenty of spots available. So check out more information at mutinyradio.fm. All right, we're going to finish up here with fucking terrible. I know that it's here we are listening to really nice music, and then now it's like, oh, and then here's some really sad stories. However, have to share it. So this is a two-parter. The first one, I'm just going to do it in chronological order, from The Guardian, written by Caleb Hampton, came out on January 14th. Treated like a terrorist, U.S. deports growing number of Iranian students with valid visas from U.S. airports. Some of the students have been barred from the United States for years, despite having gone through an intense approval process. Mohammed Elmi was on his way to fulfill a lifelong dream. On December 13th, 2019, the 31-year-old Iranian boarded a flight to Los Angeles to join his wife in the United States and start a PhD program at the University of California, Santa Barbara. 65 hours later, he was back in the Iranian capital, Tehran, refused entry to the United States by immigration officers at the airport. In Iran, Elmi had helped design the country's first portable electrocardiogram service, which made cardiac monitoring more accessible to rural populations. He was accepted to study biomedical applications of electrical engineering in Santa Barbara, where his wife, Shima Musavi, is pursuing a master's degree and had received a visa to travel to the U.S. Preparing for the move, he had left his job and depleted his savings, planning to live off his new teaching and research assistant position. But when Elmi stopped off the plane after a long, sleepless flight, he was detained by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, boo, CBP. Over the next 24 hours, he was held in a series of rooms in a restricted section of Los Angeles International Airport and was searched and questioned repeatedly by CBP. Musavi waited near the airport for 8 hours before her phone rang. "I'm so sorry," Elmi told her. "They are sending me back to Iran." Last year, The Guardian reported U.S. authorities were increasingly stopping Iranian students from boarding U.S.-bound flights without informing them their visas had been canceled prior to travel. In recent months, however, a growing number of Iranians with valid student visas have been detained upon arrival at U.S. airports by Customs and Border Protection and deported back to Iran. Some of them have been barred from returning to the United States for years. Since August, at least 10 students have been sent back to Iran upon their arrival at U.S. airports, The Guardian found, the most recent of whom was deported on January 3rd. And again, this article was written a few weeks ago, and I'll be reading an updated version after this. 7 of those 10 students had flown into Logan International Airport in Boston, where some of them allege serious infractions by CBP, including multiple complaints about an individual officer. According to the Public Affairs Alliance of Iranian Americans, a not-for-profit advocacy organization, the removal of Iranian students upon their arrival has increased substantially within the past few months, as political tensions between Washington and Tehran have escalated. "The number of cases we hear about from other communities does not compare to what's happening to Iranians," said Ali Ranama, PAAIA attorney. By the time Iranian students arrive at a U.S. airport, they've already gone through a lengthy and intense approval process. Iranians with student visas are exempt from the Trump administration's travel ban, which bars most Iranians from traveling to the U.S. While most student visa applications are handled within U.S. embassies, visas for Iranians are vetted by U.S. intelligence agencies in Washington, D.C., and greenlit by the Department of Homeland Security before being issued. Despite the rigorous vetting process, CBP appeared to question in most of the deported students' cases whether their past or future work might violate U.S. sanctions on Iran's government, nuclear, and energy sectors. Several deported students said CBP accused them during questioning of concealing connections with the Iranian government, they had allegedly established during the 2 years of military service all men in Iran must complete. Those students said that they had fulfilled their military service during doing low-level administrative tasks. Elmi worked at an office that provided housing loans to Army personnel. Havad, an incoming University of Pittsburgh student who declined to give his last name out of concern for future visa applications, said he was told by CBP officers at the Boston airport he was being deported because of a sanctions violation relating to his service, even though he had completed his military service filing paperwork in a dentistry office. Another student who declined to be identified said he was deported from Boston after officers found a photo on his phone showing him in military uniform. Several immigration attorneys said they could not make sense of these deportations. Why should an 8-month visa process be thrown out over a couple questions at the airport? Ranama said. These students already disclosed all their information and went through months and months of security clearance, he added. Elmi said many of the questions CBP asked him at LAX had come up during his visa application process months earlier. They were the exact same questions, he said. If there was any problem with my career, they should not have issued me a visa, said Mala Shakaje, an incoming Iowa State University graduate student who was refused entry at the Boston airport in late December over her work with a packaging company that sold products to companies associated with Iranian oil production. Shakaje had quit her job after receiving her U.S. visa, moved out of her apartment, turned down other PhD offers, and bought a plane ticket to the U.S. that had cost 4 months' pay. They ruined my plans for the next 5 years, she said. In addition to being questioned, the students say they had their phones, laptops, and hard drives searched. Some were asked questions about their religious and political beliefs. Between rounds of questioning, officers searched the contents of Elmi's bags and made him unlock his phone and write down the password. Then, in another room, they told him to spread his legs and put his hands on the wall. They started with my legs and worked up, Elmi said. They treated me like I was a terrorist. Several of the students who were deported from the Boston airport said the screening was aggressive and in some cases abusive. A student held for questioning at the airport in August while he was en route to Detroit said he was held in a private that he was led to a private room with a metal table. In the room, the officer's behavior changed. He got aggressive, said the student, who declined to be identified for fear of retribution in future visa applications. Tell us the fucking truth. The student remembers the officer shouting, I was so scared I was shaking, the student said. The officer asked him if he was a radical Muslim. Other students reported that the same officer had shouted at them, asking one of them whether he had a girlfriend or if he likes blondes like other Arabs do. Ugh. One student said he was told by a CBP translator in Logan Airport to avoid flying through Boston in the future. If you get a new visa, the student recalls the translator saying, don't fly through Boston. The rules are stricter here. All of the students denied entry to Boston were officially deported and banned from the U.S. for 5 years. Multiple students said CBP gave them records of their questioning that were partly inaccurate or fabricated, while others were just put on planes back to Iran without a copy of the paperwork. I don't know under which section of the law I was not allowed to enter the U.S., Shakhaja said. CBP told The Guardian it was not at liberty to discuss an individual's processing and that it prohibits profiling on the basis of race or religion. They fucking quote the CBP spokesperson and just fucking lies. Fucking lies. Next paragraph. I'm going to just not even fucking quote these fucking assholes. Ugh. PAIA said it plans to file a complaint on behalf of the students with the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties. The advocacy group will ask for an investigation into whether there is a nationwide change in policy causing the deportation of Iranians at ports of entry or whether certain airports might have issued their own directives regarding the screening of Iranians. What is happening with Iranian students is incredibly surprising, said Masa Khanbabai, the New England chapter chair for the American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA. It definitely warrants an investigation. After 8 hours at the Los Angeles airport, an officer told Elmi he could go back to Iran voluntarily or roll the dice and let CBP either grant him entry or formally deport him, an outcome that would come with a 5-year ban from the U.S. Elmi started crying and told the officer he couldn't voluntarily withdraw without seeing his wife. Eventually, CBP told Elmi he would be deported unless he chose to leave. He agreed and was given a... Oh my God, CBP is so fucking evil. Who's given a $3,750 bill for the flight back to Iran? They are so fucking evil. Around 9 p.m., CBP stamped the words "application for admission withdrawn" in his passport and handed him a phone to call his wife. It was a very short call, he said. I wanted to show her that I am strong and this is not a big problem. Will they let you see me? Mousavi asked. No, Elmi said. Mousavi searched the airport for help finding her husband, but the CBP office was closed for the night. She wandered through the terminal until daybreak. To console herself, she wrote Elmi a text message, though she knew he would not receive it. Here in the airport, I can feel you close to me. She was still at the airport at 3 p.m. when Elmi used in-flight Wi-Fi to send her a voice message asking her to forgive him. Since then, Elmi and Mousavi have been adrift. Their financial losses are compounded by the dramatic fall of the Iranian rial over the past several years, largely a result of U.S. sanctions. Now they're broke, jobless, and thousands of miles apart with no idea how they will be able to see each other. Mousavi does not know where she will find the money to complete her master's program. They destroyed us, Elmi said. Simon Campbell contributed to this report. So fucking evil. And this happened again recently. And there's an article from Time magazine. You can go to time.com. Northeastern University student sent back to Iran despite valid visa. Judges order as immigration attorneys warn of troubling pattern. And this was written by Katie Riley. And this came out on January 22nd. An Iranian student planning to attend Northeastern University in Boston was sent back to Iran by immigration officials on Monday night despite an emergency ruling from a federal judge allowing him to stay in the U.S. while his case was reviewed. Attorneys for the student said that the case is part of a troubling pattern. Mohammed Chahab Degani Hossein, 24, was admitted to the university's undergraduate program for the 2018-2019 academic year, and he was issued a student visa by the U.S. State Department about a week ago, after nearly 1 year of administrative processing. But when he arrived at Boston Logan International Airport on Sunday, officials refused to admit him to the U.S. on his student visa, according to an emergency lawsuit filed Monday to block his removal. Customs officials detained him and questioned him for hours, abruptly revoking his student visa, which the State Department granted after a year of intense vetting, said Carol Rose, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, in a statement on Tuesday. We awoke to the news that Customs and Border Patrol Protection, I'm so angry, had deported Degani Hossein, putting him on an Air France flight despite the judge's order, Rose said. I wish I could say we were surprised, but we've seen this kind of flagrant defiance of the law from immigration officials before. In a statement on Wednesday, Customs and Border Protection, CBP, said Degani Hossein was deemed inadmissible. Not going to repeat their fucking lies. Attorney for Degani Hossein alleged the revocation of his student visa is a result of additional scrutiny targeting Iranian citizens. According to a report from The Guardian, which is the story I read previously, at least 10 students have been sent back to Iran after arriving at U.S. airports in recent months. Most of those removals occurring at Boston's Logan Airport. And I'm also going to interject. It seemed like the folks were saying it was like one of the same people who was giving people a hard time. And if that person at CBP could be named and outed and fired from his fucking job, that would be a fucking start. Oh, gosh. How many people's lives are fucking torn apart by fucking assholes in uniforms? Oh, just wielding their power and causing great harm. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran have intensified in recent weeks after a U.S. airstrike approved by Fuckface 45 killed Iran's General Qasem Soleimani, and Iran responded with a missile attack on Iraqi military bases housing U.S. troops. Once Degani Hossein had been removed by immigration authorities, a federal judge who was supposed to hold a hearing to review the student's case on Tuesday said it was now moot. I don't think they're going to listen to me, Judge Richard Stearns said of immigration authorities, according to the Boston Globe. Degani Hossein's removal sparked protests at the airport and courthouse in Boston and drew criticism from Democratic leaders in the state. got Joe Kennedy III tweeting about it with video, and lots of folks came to the airport. Northeastern officials said they have not yet received a satisfactory explanation from CBP. They're working with elected officials in hopes that the agency will reconsider the removal motion so the student can resume his studies in a timely manner, university spokesperson Renata Neal said in a statement. We believe that a clear explanation is needed, especially because the deportation took place after a 48-hour extension was granted by a federal judge, Neal said. Only in the most extreme instances should students have their academic pursuits interrupted by government intervention. But Deghani Hussein's path forward is unclear. His attorney said his life and career remain in limbo, and Rose said the ACLU would explore options to hold immigration authorities accountable for wrongfully deporting Iranians and other students who hold visas, who hold valid visas. Students deserve to follow their dreams. Many of the people turned away by our government were admitted to some of the most prestigious higher education institutions in the country. These are some of the best and brightest, and their presence here enriches us all. Even after they are admitted to schools, Iranian students endure months of intense scrutiny and spend large sums to apply for visas, Rose said in a statement, to upend their lives and their future careers so cruelly at the last minute does more than dehumanize them. It dehumanizes us. It says to the world that we are not a welcoming nation, but a mean and capricious one, and that our laws are nothing but pretext for wanton discrimination. That sounds like the U.S. to me. Again, you can find this article from Time. It's written by Katie Riley, and it came out on January 22nd. It's about 1:42, so I'm going to wrap up the show here. I'm going to finish the soundtrack to The Harder They Come. Highly recommend folks check out this album. So many great songs on there. So great. We'll be back next week. We got a couple guests lined up for the next following weeks of shows, so really looking forward to that. And thanks again for listening, everyone. And hopefully next week will bring us some more positive news. And a big thank you to everyone out there living your authentic life and being truthful and working to protect each other. Have a great week, everyone.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the dice to roll. Sitting here in limbo, got some time to search my soul.
Thanks for listening to Mutiny Radio. Coming up at 6 o'clock. It's coming up at 6 o'clock. We've got comedy joke workshop. Yeah, joke workshop, motherfuckers. Until then, enjoy some flat black plastic. And we have a really great lineup tonight of incredible comedians. I'm really excited. Check us out tonight, 6 o'clock. Tomorrow at OMG, 6 o'clock. Wednesdays at Baby Blues Barbecue. Out there at Mission and Presida at 7. This Thursday, don't have a show. Woo, because we're only first and third Thursdays at Bar and Dolores and second and fourth at Boozland. and join us on Fridays here, Mutiny Radio, 6 o'clock. Saturdays, 2 o'clock, Atlas. Please come out, enjoy some comedy. It's free. It's fun. Make some explosions in your head, not on the street. All right, enjoy some flat black plastic.
Hold your hand, I'll bring it back on. And it feels pretty good. Yes, it is. Thank you.
calling my black woman a bitch. I'm calling my peoples all kinds of things that they not. I'm lost, brother. Can you help me? Can you help me, brother? Please.
You see what we did? We lost the love. I'm talking about the love. The love.
But brother, check this out. I still don't understand, man. I'm all high off this shit, man.
Well, what I'm trying to say, my brother, why do we kill each other? Look at our children. What kind of a future?
This is the training that's gonna be given to you by the Wu, brothers and sisters.